Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We reconvene this afternoon's meeting of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee, 6-12 on March 12th. I think Senator Stumpf isn't back, so we're going to move committee members and those who are following along on the agenda. I think we will ask Steve Giddings and Kathy Mulger to come to the witness stand. We're going to take up Senator Chaudhry's Senate File 3580, the Toxic Chemical Release Reporting Requirement Modification Bill. And since the testifiers are here, I think we'll just proceed with without any introduction other than have the testifiers identify themselves for the record, and we'll take some testimony. Good evening.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Stephen Giddings. I'm with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. Kathy Mulger from our agency will not be joining us tonight, but I'll be more than happy to walk through some of the general concepts of the bill and then answer questions after that.
Thank you.
So again, I appreciate you and the committee members being here tonight and listening to us on this. Senate File 3580 pertains to the toxics release inventory. In order to give you an idea of how we've kind of got here today with the bill, I'll give you a very brief history. I'll make this very short and sweet. And then if you have any questions at that time, I'll answer those general questions or specific questions about the bill. It's actually a fairly straightforward and simple bill. On December 16th of 2006, the US EPA issued a rule relaxing the reporting thresholds for toxic chemicals, impacting the information that the state of Minnesota receives on these chemicals via the toxic release inventory. In effect, it's relaxing reporting requirements that have been in place since 1990. EPA did this despite objections from multiple states, including the state of Minnesota. And following issuance of this rule, 12 states, including Minnesota, filed suit against EPA regarding passage of this rule. We did this because of our concern about the loss of toxic release data impacting information available to the public via the Community Right to Know, and also for information necessary to assess pollution prevention fees and also to provide technical assistance to various businesses on pollution prevention. In effect, all this bill does is restore the TRI reporting to the level that has been in place since 1990. So it's very straightforward and very simple in that regards. In our discussions with various TRI reporters, they saw no issues with restoring this reporting level. Again, having conversations with the Chamber and also with the American Chemical Association, one of the reasons being is because these groups have support for Community Right to Know as well as pollution prevention assistance. So that in a nutshell is kind of a summary of the bill itself. In effect, what we're trying to do with this bill is to correct what we felt was a flawed bill by EPA, a bill that several states, including Minnesota, felt was flawed. And I'll leave it at that for right now. I'd be more than happy to answer questions or go into more detail if you'd like me to. I know you have a busy schedule for tonight. And again, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Giddings. So we're changing a statute, changing a reporting requirement, is that right?
What we're doing is, I'm sorry, thank you, Mr. Chair. What we're doing is basically putting back the statute the way it was back in 1990. It had been that way from 1990 through December 15th of 2006. When EPA came up with this new bill, that changed everything. And it, like I said before, it relaxed the reporting requirements, and there's less information available to the state and, for that matter, to the public as well via Community Right to Know.
Is there a financial implication in here? To the best of your knowledge, Mr. Giddings?
Mr. Chair, the only financial is, again, we've been operating the program, as has the Department of Public Safety with the toxic release inventory. Actually, by passing this bill, we'll recover about $43,000 to the PCA for pollution prevention fees and an additional $29,000, I believe it is, to the Department of Public Safety. again, by relaxing the reporting requirements, certain businesses that normally would be submitting reports are not, so we're losing out on some fees. So it's not a major impact with EPA, but we would be recovering those type of fees that we at the PCA would use for pollution prevention assistance.
Mr. Giddings, we're just trying to decide if we can lay this one over for possible inclusion or if it needs to have another stop. So I'll refer to Mr. Knopf.
Well, Mr. Chairman, again, Senator Chaudhry's not here, but I thought that he was thinking about sending the entire omnibus package to finance because there will be some other things. Yeah. So we could look at it in that form rather than sending it on its own separately.
Questions from the committee on 3580. Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just one question. You said you're going to recover $43,000. Explain to me how that works.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Ingebrigtsen, again, what EPA has done is set up or relax some of the reporting requirements. So some of the facilities that have been reporting year in and year out may be exempt because of the EPA bill. By restoring the levels back to the way they were before, they'll have to continue to report, and the fees associated with those reports amount to about $43,000.
Thanks.
Okay. Other questions? If not, committee, I'm going to lay this over for possible inclusion in the omnibus Environment and Natural Resources bill. We're getting some direction from Senator Chaudhry on what he would like to do next. I see Senator Stumpf isn't in the room yet, so we'll just hang tight here for a minute. And most of the rest of the agenda are some of his bills. And then we do have a presentation from the DNR tonight on aquaculture, but he may want to be here for that as well, so we're just going to hang on for a minute. Remind you that this is day one of the Class A girls state basketball tournament. And certainly, if anybody's got a dog in the fight, we hope that you're successful this afternoon and evening. You know, if we didn't have to do this, we could be at the.
That's right. We should let the witness go.
Mr. Giddings, you are. Thank you for your testimony. I guess I forgot to dismiss you, but thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.